District 2 Councilmember Mary Mulhern had two opponents in her bid for re-election to the citywide seat and still got more than half the votes. The two other council candidates prevailing without having to face a runoff are District 5 Councilmember-elect Frank Reddick and District 6 incumbent Charlie Miranda. Mulhern and her supporters watched the returns come in from a South Tampa eatery. Even as preliminary results showed she was the clear frontrunner, she didn't want to speak too soon. Instead, she reflected on some of the unusual characteristics of this year's election.
It's been interesting, yeah. I mean, there were a lot of young people who ran, and so there was a real kind of, there was some real enthusiasm for some change and to get new people in there. And I'm kind of, you know, I was the new person just 4 years ago.
District 1 hopefuls Mike Suarez and Curtis Stokes are headed for a runoff. Stokes was appointed to the District 3 seat to replace Linda Salcena, who had left office to run for county commission. Suarez, former head of the Hillsborough Democrats, received endorsements from both the Tampa Tribune and the St. Petersburg Times. Speaking to WMNF at a bar and grill situated on Tampa's eastern riverfront, Suarez said his campaign was rather expecting the five-candidate race to turn out just the way it did.
Well, we planned on this. We knew we were going to be in a runoff. Obviously, statistically, with five people in a race, we knew that we were going to be in a runoff. And we figured that Stokes would be the second-place finisher in this race, primarily because of him being a city councilman.
Suarez said his campaign's biggest concern is that his opponent may have more means of raising funds over the short period of time each candidate has to do so.
Right now, Stokes is still a councilman. He has availability to lots of cash, people that have business before the city council. And because of that, money is going to be the biggest issue. We have approximately 16, 17 days to actually raise money. That's going to be difficult. We are totally depleted in terms of our funds. And so now, tomorrow starts a race to raising enough money to get to voters in order for them to vote in the March 22nd election.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Curtis Stokes was celebrating his entry into the runoff at a restaurant on the Hillsborough River's western bank. He said his campaign will remain on message.
Our campaign will stay the same. We're about less government, less taxes. We're about jobs. We're about putting government in the hands of the people.
Taking a page out of the 2010 conservative playbook, Stokes called himself a fiscal conservative and said that's the key difference between himself and his opponent in the runoff.
We're looking forward to showing the differences between Mike Suarez and I. When you look at the city council races and what's about to happen in Tampa in 2012, the RNC convention coming, it'll show some clear differences between a tax and spend Democrat and someone who wants to be fiscal conservative. Bring jobs to the city, jobs to the county, and create less government for the people of the city of Tampa.
One thing that stood out about this electoral go-around was that several candidates in their mid-30s and younger ran for various council seats, though none was able to win or even eke out a spot in the runoff. 27-year-old Michael Chifchi was one of these. He came in fifth in the race for the city council's at-large District 3 seat. Interim District 4 council member Yvonne Yoli-Capine and former county commissioner Chris Hart are headed to a runoff for that citywide seat. Capine was appointed to the District 4 seat John Dingfelder vacated last year in pursuit of a county commission seat. Chifchi, who was running for the first time, said this probably isn't the last Tampa will be seeing of him or any of the other young candidates.
I don't think this will be the end of any of us. And I think that, it was encouraging to see so many young folks at least try. It was a little bit discouraging that we all lost. But at the same time, the chapter in the book is turning. And, you know, maybe it hasn't flipped completely, but the page is turning. I'm just thrilled that being at 27, I wasn't the youngest. I wasn't even the second youngest. I was the third youngest.
Two other Tampa City Council seats are headed for a runoff. Environmental activist Julie Jenkins faces lawyer Harry Cohen in the race for the District 4 seat, which comprises much of South Tampa. The race for the District 7 seat, which represents new Tampa residents at City Hall, will have a runoff between Charles Perkins and Lisa Monteleone. Incumbent District 7 Councilmember Joseph Caetano did not make it into the runoff in that four-candidate race. The runoff will be March 22nd. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.